Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, October 14th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Mining news breaks: ES Gold Corp, OTCQB, ESAUF, reports positive initial metallurgical results from Colombia's Bolivar region. ES Gold Corp reported positive initial metallurgical results from de-ester table tests on bulk tailing samples collected in Colombia's Bolivar region. The material showed amenability to simple gravity separation, with mean feed grades of approximately 4.88 grams per ton of gold and 35.7 grams per ton of silver, achieving gold recoveries of up to 52% without chemical reagents. CEO Gordon Robb noted that these results validate ES Gold's clean, low reagent process design, highlighting strong potential economics as the company progresses towards scalable, low impact gold and silver recovery through pilot testing and optimization. ES Gold Corp is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, with projects in Quebec aimed at delivering long-term value through sustainable resource recovery and exploration.
Charbonne signs 5-year clean UHP hydrogen supply agreement in Ontario, marking a major milestone in its commercial expansion. Charbonne Corporation, a North American producer and distributor specializing in clean ultra-high-purity hydrogen, has signed a 5-year supply agreement in Ontario. The contract with an Ontario-based distributor will provide stable demand for Charbonne's clean UHP hydrogen. Initial deliveries are set for November 2025 using a newly commissioned Type 1 hydrogen tube trailer certified for operation in Ontario. This marks Charbonne's entry into the Ontario market and reinforces its presence in eastern Canada. CEO Dave Bigignon stated that this contract demonstrates Charbonne's ability to build a trusted and secure hydrogen supply network, positioning the company for further expansion. Charbonne's transportation subsidiary achieved full regulatory compliance within 8 months, ensuring a safety-first approach to distribution.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.